Danny, we stopped by your farm here. Could you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Danny Johns, Blue Sky Farms in Hastings, Florida, fourth generation potato farmer.
Okay, and you told us a little bit about some of the history of your fourth generation and how you've moved through some, you know, different products or different crops over the years.
And just the challenges of farming. Farming is a constant evolution and trying to stay ahead of the curve. What is the marketplace going to need? What production do we need to do? So always a challenge. That's part of the fun of being a farmer, though.
But it said that you were chipping potatoes, and you're not so much chipping potatoes anymore?
Yeah, my neighbors turned out to be better growers than I was on the chips. I say it tongue-in-cheek, but a lot of competition in there, so we're trying to create our own markets and try to do some more niche products, get away from the commodity mentality.
Well, then the chipping potato, people don't realize how big our potato crop is here in Florida, especially for chips, right?
In the Tri-County area, there's generally around 18,000 acres of potatoes grown, so we are a major producer of them. Florida is also the number two red potato producer in the country. So North Dakota is number one and Florida is number two. It's also another factoid that a lot of people don't realize.
The other thing is you're very involved in helping to educate the public, right?
One of the biggest things I see is educating people. There's such a disconnect between the 2% of the people that are less than 2% that are feeding the rest of the country and how important it is that the rest of the country realizes what agriculture looks like, the challenges we face. We all have to eat every day, and it's real easy to kind of lose track of how important agriculture is to our country and our economy.
So you have people out on your farm like this group that you had here today, right?
We do, and we take this as a great opportunity, and a lot of the people that come by, they aren't aware of all the things that go on a farm, so it really is an eye-opener, and not just for the public, but actually the regulators and the people that are in charge of the laws and things coming down. It's really important that they're aware of what we're doing and how what good stewards of the land we are and how cognizant we are of our input cost, and we try and reduce everything. We're charged to do more with less. In American agriculture, we have the safest, cheapest food supply in the world, and we kind of lose track of that sometimes.
Well, Danny, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for hosting us and for giving us an education in Florida agriculture. Here at the NAMA Farm Tour, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.